following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
Hey everyone, welcome to New Life Live. I'm your host, Brian Perez, in the studio for just 1 hour today. So call in right now. The sooner you call in, the better of a chance you'll get on. I'm here with clinical psychologist Dr. Alice Benton and licensed professional clinical counselor Becky Brown, who is also the president of New Life Ministries. Welcome, ladies, to New Life Live. By the way, the phone number to call, 1-800-229-3000. Becky, what's on your mind to start us off today?
You know, we have a weird media cycle that, you know, some stories just generate and we're all looking at the same thing. It used to be years ago that you watched one thing and in your little town and that's all you ever heard about, or you got your local paper. Well, now everything's connected, right? And last week's media cycle, I received so many links to this story about the question, are therapists to blame for family estrangement? Maybe you had seen this article as well, but I was doing some research on this and I actually went back to some of our old shows. And do you know, just about a year or so ago, I was talking about estrangement. I mean, imagine that on here on New Life Live. It's just amazing how we just touch all those topics that everybody's dealing with. But here's the thing. Many parents believe that therapists encourage the cutoff, okay? They have an adult son or daughter who comes in, tells their side of the story, and about a third of parents believe that the therapist influenced the decision. And some believe that counseling labels parents as toxic too quickly rather than encouraging reconciliation. Now, I think if you've listened to us long enough, we talk about the power of reconciliation and try to stay connected. And, you know, there's lots of complexities to that, but culture has changed. There's a greater emphasis on autonomy and individuality and emotional safety and increased awareness of trauma and mental health. So, you know, years ago, we didn't have all the words that we have right now. We don't have all the information that we do right now. And so people are making decisions based on what they're learning. And younger generations have different expectations for family relationships. Just last week, we had a caller who talked about this very thing, that her daughter and son-in-law had a new baby. You might remember that phone call. And Alice, I think you and I were both on. And the shock that the grandmother wasn't allowed to kiss the baby. That was a whole big discussion that we talked about that. But here's the thing. Here's the headline. Most therapists do not tell people to estrange. Our training is to be objective, to not diagnose the person that's not in the room, to not give labels to somebody who doesn't give the opportunity to tell their story. And in many cases, this is what happens when there is a story of estrangement. Somebody, it doesn't always, I don't think it's a therapist. And if it is, we've got a different story to tell. But, you know, our role as therapists is to help clients recognize unhealthy patterns, to build the self-worth, to establish healthy boundaries. And the decision to maintain or end contact is ultimately the client's. You know, that you might have somebody that says, I do not want to have anything to do with my parents or my family. And as a therapist, we have to help them settle what that is upsetting to them. It's very complex. I want to encourage you, if your family is going through estrangement of any kind, you can trust a Christian therapist, but if you are not asking someone to help you, the estrangement is likely to continue and to get further and wider apart. We want to help you stay connected because we believe in the power of family. We believe that you can have healthy relationships. It may not look like the Waltons or whatever family image that you have in your mind, but we want it to be honest, true, and forthright. And you can call us, right, Brian?
1-800-229-3000.
Here at New Life, we want you to have transformation. And so we have created the New Life courses, and you meet weekly on Zoom with a coach or counselor. You're going to have teaching as well as that group connection, because we know how powerful that is. We hear that all the time about our intensives, that they love the information, but the group process is so powerful. And many of you have been hesitant to participate because you're not sure, you know, the timing, the price. The New Life courses are going to meet you right at that area of need. Every week, you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful, and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us.
Embark on your journey of personal growth and self-discovery in August with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We've been telling you guys about the Hope Together conference. It's coming up in October in the Dallas area, and Becky Brown is going to be one of the speakers there. And tell us all about this conference, Becky.
Yes, you know, we love to partner with ministries that are doing the work of the kingdom, right? We have people that are helping people that will be coming to the Hope Together Conference, whether they're chaplains or lay leadership, or maybe they're pastors, group leaders. And the reason why New Life shows up there is because we tell the message of life recovery. We are sharing with this group about the power of the 12 steps and the Bible. It's all connected together. And we know that recovery is not just about addiction. And we want to equip these ministry leaders to do that, or to carry that message on into their ministries. It's going to be available even online. So even if you can't come to Dallas, you can purchase a ticket so that you can watch wherever you are in the world. I know we've got international listeners. So come join us at the Hope Together Conference.
Yep. You can find out more and register at HopeTogether.com. There's an online code that you can use until this Friday, July 31st, to register. It's NLM20, New Life Ministries 20, NLM20. Use that at HopeTogether.com to get a 20% discount. Sounds good to me. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. And let's go to the phones now. Remember, we're only going to be here for an hour today. So call. Here's Liddell. And Liddell listens to us on the One Place app. Thank you so much for calling in today, Liddell. How can we help you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful, thanks.
That's good. I actually went and got my wife, so we're going to be on the call together.
Oh, what's awesome. Mrs. Liddell's name?
My wife's name is Aisha.
Aisha, all right. Well, welcome to the show, both of you. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, we have a 24-year-old son that's back home from college. He won't work, and he's very forceful, and we know why. Because he's back home, he feels he's a man, so he thinks he can do everything his way in our home. And we're trying to help him understand this is your parents' home, but you got boundaries, you got things that you need to listen to and do. But he forces his way. When someone asks him to sit down, he forces his way in his face. He wants to be seen. And that's kind of been him all his life, but it's just out of control to a place where it's frustrating the home when we're trying to maintain a godly attitude and principles with dealing with him, because the ultimate goal, we want him to do right, and we want Christ to be able to convict this heart, and we don't need to act out based upon how he's acting. Now, one thing he did in college that he's kind of abusing now, he is abusing Adderall. And he's not working now. He won't go to work. He just stopped paying all his bills. He won't do nothing. He just completely stopped. And he say he's an actor, or he didn't go to college for this. He went to college for robotic engineering. And he said he's an actor, he's a singer, a screenwriter, and a fashion designer, and he just keep waiting for people to give him a call for him to really get to moving in life. And we trying to give him a little space, because he done dealt with a lot of rejection in life, and part of it's half of him trying to not honor what people rules are. And then when he's called, he always say, "I didn't do that," and that's what he's doing now.
So Liddell, go ahead, Becky.
Oh, I was just going to say, what have you done so far? Because he's been home. I assume he got home in June. Is that about right?
Actually, he got home. This is his mom. He got home in, I think it was sometime in April. And he refuses to work. I think he's frustrated.
Now, is he home because he graduated, or is he on break, or did he drop out?
He dropped out. He took classes from completing his degree. I thought it was one, but my husband says two. And he took classes from having his degree, but he refused to go back to school. He was in school. He was working, and I don't know what happened.
He just stopped.
Everything.
Do you know of any trauma that occurred, or a sudden fear, overwhelm about him? He was so close. Do you know what happened with this radical change?
No, because we keep trying to talk to him, and he won't. He kind of shuts us out. He'll say, like, sporadic things. I do think he probably has some type of trauma, but he won't talk about it.
Yeah,
we helped him get an apartment, we've helped him the whole time he's been in school, and pretty much paid all of his bills, but then he just left the apartment and refused to go back, but he still had the lease, and we had to pay for it because we helped him get it.
We get the picture. You guys are feeling really stuck. I have one more question. Is, you mentioned that he's using Adderall. Is there potential that he's addicted to it?
Well, I'm going to say, when he was younger, he got put on Concerta, which is, it's not, it's a less powerful dosage of Adderall, we took him off because we did not like the side effects, and we allowed him to be able to operate without it. He's very hyper, but he did. He operated without it for 5 years or longer. But he learned by it. He learned in college that some of the college students was taking it. And
When he started college, he wasn't.
That's correct.
And he had a scholarship. He was doing well. He was, but somewhere halfway, I guess last year, decided that he had some friends that were using it, and I guess they were telling him they were doing well.
You say all the college schools are using it.
And he's not wrong. There are a lot of people that use it and abuse it. I just think the timing of all of this is indicating there's a lot of anxiety that's happening. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that struggle with finishing well, whether that's college, whether that's marriage. There's a lot of different inputs there. But I'm going to turn this over to Alice and just say, you're going to have a family therapist. You're going to have somebody working with you all to support whatever his state of mind is, but also to create a plan moving forward, because this is a lot, right, Alice?
It is, and I know you two are correct in wondering what is underlying this. You described a history of a strong personality, little rebellious, going his own way, so that's been there perhaps all along, but it is heightened right now. And he was performing well in college. So some of this is a surprise. And when there's a sudden shift in performance, in his ability to show up, it usually is that signal that there is something underneath. And so you're probably going to have to use boundaries and leverage. I'd have you say that you realize as parents, you may have unintentionally enabled him to rely on you to be right. overly reliant on you, because it's always helpful if we parents will take some responsibility for our side in it and think about, were there other things you might have done that perhaps added to what he's struggling with? So start with a confession, but then let him know, we're worried about you, we love you, this is not working for us. For you not to even be talking with us, it's not working. So we're gonna need you to get help. Be braced that he's gonna say no, because he doesn't want it. He's rejecting all of you, but you need to ask. We'll need you to get help. Son, if you keep refusing to get help and you keep refusing to talk with us, we're gonna have to restrict some of the privileges that you've been enjoying. And we're gonna keep restricting more and more privileges until you're willing to make healthier choices. So Liddell and Aisha, this may start as small as you're not funding things for him anymore, extra luxury things, not funding a car, not funding gas for him, those sorts of things. We wanna cause him some healthy discomfort so that he becomes motivated to choose this thing he's afraid of, which is therapy. Because, yeah, I think he's hiding something. He's hiding whatever the big fear, the big struggle is. We may have to scaffold boundaries for some time because you've got a son with a strong personality. There have been times where I've restricted privileges with my kids, and they'll try to wait me out. But I don't care. We can't go to In-N-Out. I don't care. I can't watch the movie with the family. I don't care. And we might have to wait days. Or for a son like yours, perhaps even weeks of I still don't care, with scaffolding more boundaries lovingly but firmly. The ultimate boundary that I hope you will not have to use is, son, you're only welcome to stay in our home if you're willing to come for family help. And mom and dad are getting the help too, because we need to figure out how to handle this better. It's not all about you. You're not the problem person. We've got a family problem going on here. And so if you're uncertain of how to apply what I'm describing, I would love for us to connect you with one of the counselors in our network, because scaffolding boundaries is difficult and it's scary. And it can result in a rupture in relationship. But you know, if you do not act, your son is spiraling and he obviously needs help, but you cannot make him choose it. The last thing I want to leave you with is just, it's a phrasing issue. If you tell him, son, you need to do this or that, the truth is he doesn't. He doesn't right. need to do anything. And to recognize that, son, we can't force you to do anything, but we, mom and dad, we are going to act differently if we see that you're continuing to make these unhealthy choices. And the bottom line is we want to get you help, and we're going to get help too, because we all need it.
Well, and can I just say, it reminds me of Henry Cloud's book, Your Best Vision. What is that? The book, Becoming, what is it called? It's a future, your future vision. I'll think of it in just a second. But he gives a five-step, your desired future. That is the name of the book.
Way to go, Becky.
I knew if I could just say it for 10 more minutes. But the one thing that Henry starts with is vision. And I would say to you, Liddell and Aisha, your vision of him has to change. He is a 24-year-old man living in your house. I don't know that he's paying your rent. I know he left the apartment, but that is not even reality for an adult. Like, we're going to have an arrangement. But like Alice said, this is not going to be one step and it's all going to be fixed. But I want to lean into just that concept of, for you guys to grieve what you thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's one step closer to graduating and he doesn't do it. Or you had a vision of what he was going to do in his future and now he's changed all of it. In recovery, we talk about acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. So how do we accept who he is and create boundaries and create a vision for our future as a family? Because this is tricky, but we want to have everybody get the help that they need.
For sure. Thank you so much, Liddell and Aisha, for calling us today here at New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. We're going to be here for the rest of this hour, so call in and speak with Dr. Alice Benton and Becky Brown. Becky, I know we also have the Doing Life with Your Adult Children book in the newlife.com store. Would that be a good
yes, it's a it is a great book. And, you know, Jim talks about, how to manage. I think the big challenge is if you have somebody living in your house that was outside of your house, it changes the whole dynamic of everything. And they're feeling the surprise part of this. You know, they didn't expect that their son would come home and not do anything, or that he would have a different plan and that they would be the one funding it. And there are some practicalities that need to be walked through. Jim's book does cover some of the relational stuff. I really think that they're going to have that third party person come in and give a structure, like Alice said.
Yep. And we can help you find somebody there where you live. So stay on the line and we'll connect you and anyone else watching and listening. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we'll connect you with a coach or counselor in your area. Some of these coaches and counselors meet online in case there isn't one near you. But if you want to talk to Alice and Becky, 1-800-229-3000 is our number. We've got Denise standing by. You'll be up next when we come back. LaShawn, you too. So call in, grab an open line. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you can call in too. The number's right there on the bottom of your screen. We'll be right back on New Life Live.
We know that so many women are affected by betrayal, and yet they suffer in silence. And so we wanted to create a first step for women who have not yet begun the healing process. Maybe are kind of curious about, what does this have to do with me? After all, he's the one that did it, and why do I have to do anything? It's a great next step for you. You get an opening to what you can do to heal yourself. Whether or not the marriage is healed or the relationship is healed, we want you to know that there is help and there's a way forward. And so you can go to newlife.com/rescue.
Led by licensed counselor Laura Manchik McDonald, this four-hour gathering is being held on Saturday, August 1st. Get practical teaching and supportive connection to help you take your first steps toward healing. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com/rescue. For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Our next Everyman's Battle Intensive is happening next weekend, August 7th through the 9th in Dallas. This is a powerful three-day intensive workshop for men who are ready to get honest about their sexual integrity issues, break destructive cycles, and rebuild what matters most. The workshop is not about shame. You might be thinking, I can't go to this. I'm going to be in a room full of guys. No. It's not about that. It's about finally getting free. Imagine walking away with a clear mind instead of guilt, renewed hope for your family, strength to live differently. Here's what Sharon told us. Sharon said, in the middle of our divorce proceedings, my husband, by the grace of God, came across the Everyman's Battle Intensive, and he signed up. It was miraculous. In one weekend, it was like he was plucked off a street going the wrong direction and set down on a street going the right way. Join the thousands of men who have found freedom at Every Man's Battle. You can get all the details at newlife.com or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Brian, I was talking to a man who had just made a confession about a sexual integrity issue to a group of men, and that's what happens at Every Man's Battle. And he said, I was carrying this shame and dishonesty and hiding, and I was so afraid to tell these men. But when I told them, I heard, me too. Oh, I've mm-hmm. done that as well. Mm. And they loved on me. They helped me figure out why I continued to relapse with my sexual integrity. And they got me on a plan. And now I feel like I have a tribe of men. I have a brotherhood around me to help me. That's what you get at this intensive.
And you know, I just talked to a couple of the counselors that do our Every Man's Battle intensive, and one in particular, they all do what's called sustained victory coaching calls following the workshop. So it's not like you just go and you don't have any help beyond the weekend. But one of the guys was telling me that one of his men has a 20-year sobriety Ooh. Run. 20 years. Think of the difference in his family, yep. in his life. If you're struggling, and we know that there are so many men that are struggling with this, call us, go to newlife.com, go to Every Man's Battle.
And when we talk about sexual integrity, we're talking about maybe addiction to pornography, maybe affairs.
Well, and you know what? There are some people that will not identify that it is an addiction to pornography. They'll just say that I just look at it. And and every man, you know, looks at pornography. That's what they'll say. What I want you to be encouraged is that you know what you're doing is not helping your marriage, your life, and we can help you get into a better life.
Or your future. If you're a single guy future. And you're thinking, well, I'm not married, I'm not hurting anybody. Well, you're hurting.
Right.
Your right. future.
All of the
spouse,
above.
Perhaps.
Call us.
Yep.
Go to Every Man's Battle.
Yep, yep, yep. All right. To the phones. Here is Denise listening on North Dakota Radio, KNDR, in Bismarck. Hi there, Denise. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi.
Thanks for calling us. What's going on?
Sure. Well, I was listening, and she said about how counselors are not the ones telling kids to do estrangement mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken, my daughter's 36 now. She'd had two children. She was struggling with anxiety, depression, which she's had as a teenager. When she came out of the clinic, they started her on some meds, and she said, yeah, and I was told that maybe I shouldn't stick around with you. Anyway, down the road now for about a year and a half, she will not let me see the grandkids. She won't talk to me, won't answer any texts. I have tried sending, like, you know, I would like to just, you know, go have coffee. I'll just listen to you for an hour, not say anything. Previously, when she'd said stuff, I had said, you know, I did the best I could. There had been alcoholism with her dad.
Right.
And he wasn't real good to her. Anyway, besides praying, and I got a lot of people praying, I don't know what to do.
Denise, first of all, let me clarify something. It's not that all therapists don't do this. What I want you to clarify is that it's not most therapists. So it could be that she got poor information. It could be. But what matters now is the hurt that you're feeling, the grief that you're feeling, and how to reconnect. And especially when there's not, and I hear the tears, and there's not an open door there. And so what do you do? I just, one question, what did she tell you, the very last thing that she told you before she went no contact?
I had lent her some money. But I said, I'll need you to help me then for that money because my situation had changed. It was to help me in the yard. She came one day and helped me without the kids. And then she just basically said, leave me alone. And prior to that, like, I had been making okay money. So we'd go shopping, take the kids. I'd pay for most everything. And it almost seems like when the financial situation changed, but I don't want to think she's that shallow. I mean, I know her husband struggled. Oh, I hear music.
Very good, Denise. You are a faithful listener.
Yes.
I'd have you think about something over the break, Denise. When you've given the best responses you had, hey, I did the best I could, and your dad wasn't real good to you. I know that. When you gave her those responses, I want you to think over the break. Why might that have been painful for her to hear from you? And why might that have felt unsafe for her to hear from you? And I'll help you with it on the other side of the break.
All right, Denise, stay on the phone. Thanks for reminding us that it's break time, although we could hear the music too. But every now and then we don't hear it. So we'll be right back. 1-800-229-3000.
Every day we hear from people all over the world who are looking for hope. They've been lost in a relationship struggle, addiction, anxiety, depression, all kinds of ways. Wouldn't you love to be part of a rescue team? Don't miss your opportunity to be part of something that changes lives every single day, because everyone matters. Your generosity helps find them. And you know, we've seen God work in the lives of so many people over the years here at New Life, and we want to invite you to be part of what God is doing. 99 for the One is our partner program that you can give to the ministry on a monthly basis to make sure that we continue to reach out to the lost.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or newlife.com/99-for-one.
Join the mission, rescue the one, and restore the many.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery. And one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders' guides, CDs, Bibles, and more, all with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 Steps have long been a great help to people in recovery because much of the 12 Steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 Steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
You can also find out more at liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, Denise in Bismarck, North Dakota. You heard Alice's question just before the break. What do you think?
Well, I think my saying, I did the best I could, is her thinking, she's diminishing my feelings. That I wasn't really hearing her.
Yes.
And
Denise,
like I know her husband.
Denise, yeah. You're spot on. That's exactly right. And as you have had to live with an alcoholic husband, you have probably had to try to minimize your own pain in order to survive this marriage. And we do that. We try to push our pain to the side because we got to do the dishes. We got to take care of the kids. We got to live daily life. And so it's a coping mechanism that you have developed. And we hate the powerlessness and the hopelessness you must be feeling because you don't get to access your daughter and your grandchildren. And so what can you do while you're waiting? Developing that emotional intelligence and emotional awareness and practicing hearing her pain and even your own pain better will set you up well so that if and when she comes back, you will know how to respond to her pain without minimizing it. And you probably need this too. I'll give you an example. If she were to say, it was so scary having him for a dad, and I felt like you didn't protect me, you didn't stop him, you didn't leave him. I don't know that any of those things are true, Denise, but those are common things for a child of an alcoholic to believe and say, and even perhaps falsely accuse you of. And rather than defending, rather than trying to point out, yeah, but Dad, he did earn money for us. Yeah, but he did stay around. Being able to say, daughter, I hear you. You wish I'd protected you. You wish I'd left him. It was really scary being his daughter. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. And this non-defensive listening that I'm doing, Denise, I'm just following the comfort circle. which comes from the book How We Love. It's very difficult to do when you feel like you're under attack from your child who doesn't know the full truth. And she doesn't. And she's probably not great at pointing out all the good things you did and the good things he did, because he wasn't all bad either. But it's being ready to be a non-defensive listener that gives you the best shot at reconciliation with her.
You know, I'm thinking, Denise, did she say, when was the last time you talked to her? Like, did she say, don't contact me again, or I'll call you? Like, what was, where is it at this point?
Yeah, that is basically what it was. And then, like, she had an uncle and a cousin pass away on my side of the family. She did not acknowledge it to anyone. Mm. It's like total boom.
Yeah.
And, you know, Denise, I would love to sit and listen to her, but she won't talk. Mm.
I know. I hear your tears. I hear your heartbreak. I want you to be able to take that pain to safety. Mm-hmm. And it won't be her first, but it could be that you participate in counseling for yourself, just the healing, just the journey of the grief of the contact of your grandkids, of your daughter, of what, how can I get to a place where I can hear her? Also, just the disappointment of the vision of what you had for your family. Sounds like you were very supportive of her, and she just, you know, I've heard the story too many times, and I hate saying that because I want to give you hope. I do know of stories where it does end well, where the reunion does happen, but it's not without a lot of work.
Becky, even as you point that out, Denise, I've worked with families where very similar situations, and I worked with the mother like you and got the mother's permission to contact that estranged child. And the child was willing to take a call from a therapist who could say, hey, your mom is working on herself. She knows that she made some mistakes. She knows she's been hurtful, and she wants to learn how to do this better. And that estranged child was willing to talk with me as the therapist. And by taking some information back and forth, we worked towards reconciliation conversations. It has worked. It's taken a lot of time, and it's been painful. It's a big investment. But it can work. And it's parental humility and courage and getting your own pain healed that will really help set you up for that.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing about this. And reconciliation doesn't look like what the old relationship looked like. It's going to be uncomfortable for a while. If it ever gets to a level of relaxed experience with one another, that's the miracle. But it is years in the making, because you can't forget what you've already experienced. And that break of trust, that betrayal from her towards you, is painful, and it impacts you. But that's why we're recommending you get to a therapist. We'll get you some connections there. And actually, I was just telling Brian and Alice at the break, on newlife.com, if you do a search on the word estrangement, we've got teachings there from, I mean, you know, we've got a few shows that we've done over the years on this topic, and we've got some teaching in there as well.
Yeah, it's a topic that we get a lot of calls on lately. And go find those resources at newlife.com. Just do a search for estrangement there. Thanks so much for watching and listening. This is New Life Live. I'm Brian Perez, here with Becky Brown and Dr. Alice Benton. Becky is the president of New Life Ministries. She's also a licensed professional clinical counselor. And we just love when you guys call us, not because we love that you're going through pain, but because we know that you trust us to give you the answers, biblical advice. So that's why we've been doing this for 37 years. And we do it through the grace of God and with your financial support. Right, Becky?
That's right. You know, we have such an urgent need right now because of the needs that we hear, both on the callers and the people that we're serving. We need your help. We know that you're listening. We know that you benefit from New Life. We've got some great donors. We need more help. We just recently moved, and somebody was questioning, well, you get to move. We downsized. Well, actually, we right-sized. So that we're mindful of the money that we get and make that dollar go as far as possible. There are so many people in need. We need you to help us as we continue to reach out to so many that are hurting. Do it today.
Yep. You can do it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or text NLM to 28950. You can also find out about becoming a 99 for the One partner. Those are the folks who donate on a monthly basis. So one-time gift, monthly gift, whatever you can do. Thank you so much for your generosity. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to LaShawn in Scottsdale, Arizona, watching us on YouTube. So we'll wave hi to LaShawn. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am calling in because my question first is, how do I handle allegations of that my daughter has made against my husband, her stepfather, of being inappropriate with her after she was kicked out of the home? She came back 2 years later and is making these allegations when I don't give her what she wants. For example, she cashed at me and wanted $500. I didn't respond. I didn't say no. I didn't say yes. I didn't respond. And I got the most vile text message from her after a couple of days had passed because I did not give her what she wanted. What I want to know is, in helping her, because I told her, if what you're saying is true, I will assist you, I will accompany you, and support you in taking this to the authorities, because that is never okay. Mm-hmm. She did not do it. She made up all kinds of excuses, talking about the, what is it called, the time, the statute of limitations. Yeah. And these are her words. She brought up statute of limitations, and sometimes going to the authorities can re-traumatize the person. And I'm saying to her, listen, you have to understand the magnitude of what you're saying here. You know, you can't just throw things out like that. And when you get mad, you get enraged and you continue to throw this out. I don't know how to handle this.
I have a question, LaShawn. We're going to go to a break. You can hear the music, but have you and your husband talked about this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Because it depends. Like, yes, we want to believe people when they say something has happened to them, and we want to go through the process of making sure they're safe. There's the person who's accused has been either convicted, which sounds very hard, but you know, convicted or cleared. We just have to have some truth. And then the money thing that she's doing is a side issue, but this is the core. I'm glad that you and your husband have talked about this, but you can hear the music, so hold on.
Yep, LaShawn, hold through the break. We'll come back to you when we return here at New Life Live, and we'll try to squeeze in at least a couple more phone calls here when we come back. We're only here for an hour today. 1-800-229-3000.
I went to Every Man's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Dallas August 7th through the 9th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Use the discount code NLL to save $50.
Every man's battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL.
Do
you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Speaking with LaShawn in Scottsdale, Arizona. Alice, what would you say to her?
LaShawn, this is just such a nightmare situation. And it seems as if your daughter is using a variety of manipulative strategies. And so, of course, you don't know what to trust. And I honor how you already responded to her. I mean, you had to choose between your daughter and your husband, and you chose to do what I believe was right, to support your daughter in reporting this, and she has not taken you up on it. How did your husband respond to the accusation?
My husband is a very quiet man by nature. We did talk because I just told you we had a recent incident with the Cash App request. We talked about it again on yesterday and the day before, and he just simply said, he said, there's a lot that I can say, he said, but I don't, because you are her mother. He said, my concern is for you and the things that she is saying and doing to you. And can I add really quickly, prior to this allegation, my daughter had been hospitalized for suicidal ideations, going online, putting things online that honestly mimic that was pornography, going on Snapchat, which is one of the reasons she couldn't have a phone, which became one of the battles in the household. So just a little back information regarding her and the issues we've experienced.
How old did you say she was, LaShawn?
She is now 20, but she was 2 weeks shy of turning 18 when she had to leave. We put her out of the house, essentially.
And does your husband have any history of criminal behavior or abuse?
No.
And is he willing to cooperate with what you told your daughter you would do? Go to the authorities.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I told him. I said, I'm going to stand by my daughter. I'm going to stand by my daughter. If what she's saying is the truth, he said, I understand, and I have to protect me.
I've worked with families, LaShawn, where the accusation was true. And I've worked with families where the accusation was found not to be true, or at least it was unfounded. And the best case scenario has been when the accused, your husband, takes himself, goes to the authorities to say, right, I've been accused of this and I submit myself to whatever process needs to take place for you to investigate me. I would also recommend that he go and set up a polygraph test as further willingness to submit as much evidence as possible of his side of the story. How do you feel hearing that from me? And do you think he'd be willing to do that?
I thought about that myself, the polygraph part, actually. I thought about that and approaching him with that. And I think this evening, actually, I said it to her. I had not said it to him. But that has been on the table for me to address with him as well.
His willingness will be telling. Now, granted, these would be frightening things for an innocent person to do. And so even if he's hesitant or scared, I wouldn't say that automatically means guilt. But he's already displayed a willingness that I admire. I wonder about when he said, I got to protect me. I wondered about that phrase. I'll admit that. And so asking these things of him will give you very crucial information, and it might be terrifying information. So I would have you bookend that conversation with him with a check-in with either a professional counselor, because this is so complicated, or with at least a dear girlfriend who will give you grace and truth and help support you with whatever you find out from his response.
Agree.
LaShawn, thanks for your phone call today on New Life Live. Let's go to Joy in the Virgin Islands, listening on WIVH. Welcome to New Life Live. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling for advice because there's a lot of advice out there, but I'm looking for Christian.
You can say that again.
Yeah. So I've been blessed with to be in a Christian courtship, which is kind of unheard of these days.
Oh, yes.
And I have done it the worldly way, which was not the way to go. So although feeling good about, you know, being in a Christian courtship, it hasn't been easy. There's some things that caught me by surprise. I knew going into it that there are different religions. Like, I'm non-denominational, and my partner is Pentecostal. And so I felt that it was fine because we're both Christians. So I looked at that as us being equally yoked. Mm-hmm. But 2.5 years later, I'm struggling really bad. I did stop wearing, they have a lot of rules, so I stopped wearing jewelry, makeup, pants, for example. You can't wear slacks, short or long, just not at all. And I have nothing against the religion. I followed the rules, I did everything, but I just can't seem, I'm just not good enough. I just can't meet his standard. And first of, so I'm questioning myself now if I'm doing it for God or for him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm doing it for him because it's like the prerequisite to be married to him, and he's a pastor. I'm disappointing myself and God, because God never told God, I have a relationship with God, and he speaks to me. And I have received zero conviction that he's going to love me less or not ask for my prayers because I'm not wearing jewelry and makeup.
That's right. Joy, listen, in the essence of time, in the essence of time, because we're going to run out of the show right here. But here's first and foremost, you are loved by God deeply, fully, just the way you are, no matter what you're wearing. Okay. And he is speaking to you. And that is where the difficulty is because you know that this doesn't work for you. And in a relationship, we just did a marriage intensive where we talked about mutual submission, where husbands and wives give themselves to God, you know, and husbands are called to die, basically. I mean, you know, and so you're talking about an unequal yoke. Really, you think that you're equally yoked because you both believe in Jesus, you're following God, and there's this big set of rules that's dividing the two of you. And I would suggest that if you can, meet with a third party, whether it's a pastoral counselor, not from the church that he's from, where you can talk about this and give him an opportunity to speak into it. But Alice, you got something in the last minute?
Well, Joy, I also want you to do an analysis. Are you projecting anything onto him, your boyfriend, that he's telling you you're not good enough, he's treating you that way? That may be how he is. He may be very controlling and very critical, and I want you to consider that. And perhaps you have a message of I'm not good enough from a long time ago. Maybe you were treated that way growing up. So there could be a mix of history colliding with the present, adding some confusion to the reality of the current situation. So look into that with a counselor.
Joy, thanks so much for calling us today on New Life Live, and we've run out of time. If we didn't get to your call, please, we'll be here again. Call us then, and let us know that you were on hold and we couldn't get to you, and we'll try to put you up close to the beginning of the show when you call in next time. God bless you guys. And don't forget, this Saturday is the Rescue online gathering. It's for women who have betrayal in their story. Something has happened to them. They've been betrayed by a husband or partner. This is created for women who need support, understanding, and a safe place to begin healing after that betrayal. It's about helping you find your footing again. You can get all the details at newlife.com or by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. For Becky Brown and Dr. Alice Benton, I'm Brian Perez, and we'll talk to you tomorrow right here on New Life Live. God bless you guys.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.